The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, 855-993-7569. If you're about to make a decision and you're getting that kind of funny little thing in your tummy, why don't you call me before rather than after, all right? Because our bodies will tell us when our heads are misleading us, right? So you go, no, I don't think so. It's not infallible. Because an awful lot of people think that if you're making a decision and it feels a little squirrely, that it's probably the wrong decision. That's not necessarily the case. Because human beings are pretty homeostatic. We really are pretty we are a bit risk aversive, I guess is the word I'm looking for, relatively successfully. And even those of us who feel that we are not particularly risk aversive are under certain circumstances. The idea is that, you know, babies won't crawl out over an abyss even if there's plexiglass there. If you can't see what's beneath your feet, that we are really programmed not to go out into the abyss, and that's kind of a metaphor, I think. So you may want to give me a call before you go out into the abyss, all right? 855-993-7569. Did you see the NFL? This is a really interesting thing. Well, I'll tell you what the day in history is, and I'll tell you the news story. In 1831, the University of Alabama was founded, sui pig. In 1909, Joan of Arc was beatified in Rome. Imagine if you had a teenage girl who was hearing voices and wanted to dress like a guy and go into the army today, she'd been put on celibacy. 1923, Yankee Stadium, the house that Ruth built, opens. Do you know who owned the deed to Yankee Stadium? On the land on which it was built?
No clue. Did not know
Rice
that.
University.
Really?
Uh-huh. Hmm. That's why, for a period of time, if you got into Rice, you didn't pay any tuition. It's now up to about $45,000 a year, so I figured, you know, I'm ahead a couple hundred grand by going to Rice. In 1924, Simon Schuster publishes the first crossword puzzle book. I would have assumed crosswords were older than that, wouldn't you have? That's less than 100 years. It's what?
That would have been my guess, yeah.
Yeah, it's 8 years less than 100 years, so it's 92 years old. Wouldn't you? I would have thought that they were more ancient than that. You know, that Julius Caesar worked on it or something.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, for sure.
Apparently not. 1924. Let's see if it's the BBC. This is a great story. I love this story. In 1930, on this day, the BBC reported there was no news. So they played piano music. Wouldn't that be great? We've had days like that.
It's an easy day off.
Yeah, right.
The BBC, yeah.
Well, unless you're the pianist. All right, it says, let's see what it says about crossword puzzles here. It's a word puzzle that takes the form of a square rectangular grid of white and black shaded squares. Well, we know that. See if it has any... That's they really don't have very much about it. They said in Britain, South Africa, India, and Australia have a lattice-like structure with a higher percentage of shaded squares, leaving up to half the letters and an answer unchecked. If the top row has an answer running all the way across the top, there'll be no across answers in the second row. Huh. It's supposed to, another tradition is that they're supposed to have rotational, known as radial symmetry, so its pattern appears the same if the paper is turned upside down. I've noticed that. Most puzzle designs require that all white cells be orthogonally contiguous, connected in one mass through shared sides to form a single polyomino. Japanese have two additional rules. Shaded cells may not share a side. And the corner squares must be wide. So they're Swedish styles, whatever. The New York Times crossword puzzle are 15 by 15 squares. Weekend puzzles may be 21 by 21, 23 by 23, or 25 by 25. So it doesn't say... it really doesn't talk about the fact that... You know, that's really only 90 years old. From this, it sounds actually like it's a bit older. I don't know. So there we go. Who knows about crossword puzzles? Do you do crossword puzzles?
I haven't for a while.
I do. I like crossword puzzles. I like Freecell. I like Sudoku. I like anything. It sort of makes me calm when I get stuck in traffic. Medical marijuana is legalized in Pennsylvania. Which means Pennsylvania's economy just took a major step forward. Here's somebody. This is kind of a sucker's point every minute. Somebody tried to sell a bag of air from Kobe Bryant's final game. How would you verify that? I suppose the smell. You know, if it smells like a locker room, then it might have been.
But, like, what part of... What, is it, like, the air from the... court, the air from the locker room, the air from...
Let's see what it says.
The stands, I mean...
They had 38,000 Kobe hats, $5,000 jackets. They sold $1.2 million in gear. They're flooding eBay with ticket stubs and other memorabilia from a 60.9, including a bag of air allegedly captured in the Staples Center. They've got it. And if you want to bid on it, Kobe's final career basketball game air for sale, starting bid is $1. And the shipping is free. Wouldn't you want to know? Once the listing went viral, some fans bid over $13,000 for the bag, which was eventually taken off the site.
How are they going to ship it? By air?
Yeah, exactly. Air mail. Up to
$13,600.
Well, who's the Yahoo who would pay that for it?
Yeah,
I would
no
assume
kidding.
That their check would bounce. All right. This is a very strange day. It's almost like this is April Fool's Day, except it's 17 days late. This is an interesting one, which should be, I suppose, a morality tale to deans everywhere. They're demanding the UC Davis's chancellor's resignation over image scrumming. It turns out that there was an image, I think in 2001, of cops pepper spraying kids, and they'd gotten them, so they'd locked the gate behind them so they couldn't escape, and they pepper sprayed them. And you can actually see the pepper spray hitting the kids. And apparently UC Davis and this particular chancellor paid $175,000 for somebody to go and get it off the internet. And the student groups are saying an inappropriate use of number one, number two. It actually happened. So the idea of sort of getting it off, sort of pretending it never happened. And this story is probably the most confusing story of the day. There was an NFL $1 billion concussion settlement. Did you know that? You knew that, yeah?
Yep.
It came out, I think, in January or something.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it turns out that the NFL appealed it. A bunch of retired players appealed it, and some of the unions appealed it, all for different reasons, it turns out. It was upheld by the appeals court, with the explanation being that perfect should not stand in the way of good. And what apparently some of the new players are saying is it doesn't cover the chronic traumatic encephalitis, which is what the movie talked about. But it does cover things like memory loss. But this is the tip of an iceberg, and it doesn't cover people going forward. It only covers people that have already, I think, retired. And CTE, apparently you cannot diagnose until death, until autopsy. It turns out, if you're a woman and you're around trees, it can extend your life. I'm not sure why it doesn't work for men, but it doesn't. And it turns out that 30% of the value is just feeling happier when you see trees. So there you go. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, a principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car. Sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. Buysellmakeoffer.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com.
From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea for those of you who are not feverishly working on your income tax. I mean, look, you got 3 extra days this year. So there you go. All right, so we thought we'd talk, since it's income tax day, the things the government does right with your tax dollars and the thing that they do wrong. So, Manny, what do you think they do right?
slim pickings. I think education has to be funded somehow. I mean, in terms of like public schooling and that sort of thing. So, I mean, whether or not enough, you know, enough tax dollars are being used towards those sorts of things, you know, I guess is up for debate. But I think just the fact that, you know, at the very least, some tax dollars are being used towards, you know, public education, I think is a good thing.
Okay.
as far as wrong goes, things they don't use it well for, I don't know if there's enough time in the show.
Give me your top, your top, I don't love these kind of things.
Well, I think a lot of public officials get paid probably a little bit too much.
Yeah, I wonder what would happen if we started making public service instead of getting paid for it. It was a volunteer activity.
Yeah,
that'd be kind of interesting, don't you think?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, and then I think you'd get you'd probably get a better idea of who's really in it for the good of the country or the good of the community. As opposed,
if you didn't get paid for it, would you be willing to be part of the government?
Yeah, I'd think about it.
Yeah, I would too.
Because I think I think the end goal would be different. Because I think a lot of people. Because you know if somebody's doing it for free, they're really doing it because they're passionate about it and they care about it. They're not just doing it to collect a check.
And if everybody, if you got some kind of compensation, if you got like you didn't have to pay taxes for that year, or that there was some benefit, but that it wasn't material. It wasn't that. I mean, and it's not only that legislators make money, but they line their. I mean, I think the issue is lobbyists as much as legislators. But I mean, what do I think? I think the government does a pretty good job on the highway system. And, you know, I also think that local government tends to work better. Like, the streets get plowed more or less. The school buses work. I agree with you. I think public education works pretty well. You just, I mean, I think it gets down to the fact that we just really don't have the sense that our public servants are public servants at all, that they have the other people's welfare at heart. And I think, so it's not only that we can look at something and say, well, that works and that doesn't work. I think the system seems corrupt. And once the system is corrupted, then it's hard to look at anything because you figure, well, okay, so they paved the streets, but I wonder whose uncle got the commission on it. Once you don't trust the integrity of the people who are in the government, then you question, I think, even the stuff that works well, or works, because you wonder how much you paid for it. Or could it work better? Or could it have been done more efficiently? Problem.
Yeah.
And I don't know any society that's solved that problem. And clearly ours hasn't. I mean, if you listen to any of the rhetoric from any of the candidates, I mean, they're all sort of saying the same thing, which is this country has huge strengths, but the government isn't one of them. And again, we don't have as corrupt a system as some other places, and I think that we do have the separation of both church and state, and that the three branches of government tend, although a lot of places have that. And it'll be interesting to see. Let's see what other people have said about what's done right with their taxes. I thought the space program was a great use of tax dollars, even though having worked on it, I understand how incredibly inefficient it was. That they tested everything on the launch pad because we were in a race with Russia. And so they would build 10 of things thinking that one of them might blow up. And they did. So it was not an efficient use of money, but it was an exciting use of money. I think exploration of the ocean is
I think the government's done a pretty good job on that, although a lot of it's been private money as well. Okay, let's. I think when government works hand in glove, the Genome Project, I think, is a great, and that was partially government, partially private industry and universities, and I think those are the coalitions that work the best. When you've got some government support, some university support, and some private dollars, I think those are the systems that tend to be the most inspirational and work the best and make the most headway. Mm-hmm. Let's see what other people think.
Genevieve says, wrong. Spend it and waste it like it grows on trees. It's not their money. They should be more respectful and accountable for it. Right would be, can't think of a single thing.
Oh, well. Not one thing? Not even that your mail gets delivered?
Doesn't appear to be that way in her mind.
Apparently not, yeah. Okay.
I'm
not going to argue her into another position. Okay.
Jerry is next, and she says, right would be funding libraries, parks, and museums.
Okay.
Wrong would be poor infrastructure like roads, etc.
So she thinks the highway system doesn't really hold up very well. Okay. Museums, for those of you who live in the States, going to Washington and going to museums, almost all the museums are free, and they're very well run, and they're wonderful. The two exceptions that I know of are the Spy Museum and the News Museum, both of which are very worth seeing. But all the Smithsonian's free, and they're wonderful museums. And it's just a pleasure to be able to go into a museum. I'm not sure why they are in D.C., because in New York, they're expensive. Then I suppose maybe they're private or maybe they're state. But and you can get kind of student deals and whatever. But in D.C., they're free. I like that about D.C. D.C. is a very inspiring place. All right. So we like... So that one is the museums and the parks. In park services, that was really a forward-thinking kind of thing. I think that was mostly Teddy Roosevelt. Okay, keep going.
Dave says, instead of funding welfare, start WPA projects again. Put these folks to work in state parks, road and bridge, construction projects, build better dams, etc.
Well, it's an interesting notion. Most welfare is workfare these days, but I think the idea of the WPA, I am also in favor of mandatory service at 18 or high school graduate for everybody. Doesn't necessarily have to be in the Army, but someplace. All right, stay tuned. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally, even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need, right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, if you asked the folks in Houston how they were doing today in terms of the government, I don't think they'd be happy. They said that there's more than a foot of rain in places. And they said they suspended bus and rail service, closed schools and government offices, and urged residents to stay home. I mean, Houston is like an inch above sea level. So they said no injuries or deaths have been reported. But they had to rescue 400 people from low-lying areas. 1,000 homes were flooded in Harris County. The water was too deep for crews to reach them in high-water vehicles, so rescuers were trying to get these people in boats. 9 hospitals were closed because of the flooding. 3 apartment buildings had been evacuated. Residents were being sheltered in a mall. I wonder how Rice is doing. Rice was, I mean, basically, Houston's a swamp. 140 flights canceled. They said 88,000 homes and businesses were without electricity. Should sort of call up and see how Rice is doing. They probably don't want to hear from me today. They're expected to have more rain
continue through Tuesday. Man. But, I mean, Houston is, as I said, is basically at sea level, if not a little bit below. So, at any rate, so we're talking about places that are having presumably less horrifying weather today in terms of what the government does right and wrong. As I said, in Houston, I don't think you're going to get a huge amount of support for the government today. But, But on the other hand, you know, we do in emergencies, the government does actually function relatively well, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so.
Perhaps the day-to-dayness is not necessarily exemplary. Spending too much money, a lot of civil servants, and maybe it's just that people respond better in emergencies. That everybody kind of pulls together, and there does seem to be some sense of somebody's in charge, and maybe some cities work better than others. All right, let's hear what other people are feeling about government right and wrong, especially on the day we have to pay your income tax.
Well, we left off with Dave, who said, you know, instead of funding welfare, start the WPA projects,
yeah,
et cetera. He also added, I can't find a right thing they do with our money. So there you go.
Well, okay, but look, if you're feeling like the government doesn't do a good job with anything, why would you want them to be funding WPA projects, right? If they don't know how to deal with the money that they have, why would you want them to undertake things about infrastructure?
There you go.
She said, batting her baby blue eyes. Okay, keep going.
Let's see. Robert says, funding roads and schools is good. Paying knuckleheads in Congress is bad. Just look at the knuckleheads in the state I live. They enacted a discriminatory law, HB2.
Ooh, I'll bet you that's North Carolina. Is it?
Let's see. Robert doesn't indicate what state he's from, but that would be my guess, is that he's referring to
North Carolina is getting a serious amount of grief about that. Let's see if I can find HB2. You keep going, and I'll see if I can find HB2.
Marion says, I worked for local government for 35 years. I found that most local government in my area works pretty well. I worked in budgeting, and believe me, I handled it like it was my money, too. Because
good
it
for
was.
You.
Because it
okay,
was.
HB2 is North Carolina's newest law solidifies. So we were right about that. Worst anti-LGBT law in the entire nation. So we were correct about that. That was didn't take a huge leap of anything to particularly figure that out. All right, keep going.
And then Marianne then added, the higher levels of government, state and federal, don't work as well as local.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty common sentiment, that that local government works better, and the farther you get from local, the more corrupt, the less transparent, the less, what's the word I want, answerable, I guess. And I think that's, it sort of reminds me of a Tip O'Neill story, who was the Speaker of the House for a very long time and was from Boston. And when he first was running for Congress, and I think he was in Congress for like 48 years or something, but when he was first running, he got in on his first term in House of Representatives. He was obviously not Speaker at that point, and then had a very tough race for his second one, which he lost. And he was talking with his next door neighbor, and he said, "Well, you know, I didn't lose by very much, but I'm sure I got your vote." And she said, "No, you didn't." And he said, "Why not?" And he said, "You never asked for it." And that was he told that story, and the idea being that all government is local government, and once you forget that, you're in real trouble. And it cost him that election, and he said he never forgot that story. And when you're answerable to your next door neighbor, when someone can come and knock on your door and say, "Why is the street not plowed?" I think you're going to be a little bit more responsible than if you're living in a fancy place very far away from your constituency. Local government, I think, I mean, and they're not to say that local government is without issues, because they obviously are, but at least there's some, your next door neighbors keep a little bit of an eye on you. I'll tell your mother. All right, what else we got?
That was the last one.
That was the last one? All right. Well, since you're my man who tries to keep me honest as much as you possibly can about emails, maybe we should do an email here. What do you think?
Yeah, although we only have about about 4 minutes left in the segment, so I don't know if we'll be able to finish this email in this.
Well, we can give it a try. Is it a really long email?
It's pretty long, yeah.
Would you rather do a program director here and do an email next segment?
Yeah, we could probably do that.
He's the man. I mean, he's the one who's, you know, I'm always thinking I have double the amount of time I have. I'm really cute, but not good about time. I actually am good about time, except on the air for some reason.
Well, this program director question is from Addison, and they say, what are your thoughts, Dr. Joy, on double standards or hypocrisy?
I'm in favor of both.
No, I'm not.
Psychologically, how do people develop inconsistencies and justify judging, looking down on, degrading, harming, or punishing others using standards they do not impose on themselves or their inner circle of people?
Well, it's the yes versus then, isn't it? And we're talking about politics, and politicians are really good at explaining that, right? Of we know the answer, and those other people don't, and we are God's chosen people, and the other people aren't. And we are the ones who know the truth, and other people don't. I mean, it's as old as human history of us versus them. And we discriminate on the basis of anything that we can either see or pretend to see, right? So color is a discriminatory issue. Height, weight, sex, hair color, eye color. Remember, speaking of Star Trek, the episode where they had these two societies that were... I remember Frank Gorshin was in it for some reason. I know I had that kind of mind. And if you had... People were divided vertically between black and white. They had their left side... There was one group of people whose left side was white and right side was black. And the other was switched, so they were the mirror image of each other. And they were sworn enemies. And the whole point about Star Trek, and I guess it was on my mind because of the Love of Spock documentary, of Star Trek really took on major issues in kind of silly ways. But the idea being that something as ridiculous as one half of you is black and the other half is white, and the other people were to be hated and they were your sworn enemies because they were reversed, right? But human beings do that. Anything that we can see... anything that we can assume. And so you could say, well, it's hypocritical and judgmental, but once you decide that someone is not like you and therefore not deserving of the same anything, the same respect, the same food, the same laws, the same rights, the same chances, then it doesn't feel like hypocrisy. It just, well, you know, I'm different than that, you know, that they don't deserve it. They wouldn't know how to do it, or they're stupid, or they're lazy, or they would fritter it away. Or so the issue about hypocrisy and judging are really hand in glove with one another, because you don't view yourself as a hypocrite because you view those people as unlike you, and therefore you don't have to apply the same standards. They don't get the same options that you get. So it's that whole issue of us versus them. And it's, as I said, it's as old as human history, and it's disastrous. So the next time you find yourself judging, say, well, what if the roles were reversed? Very useful way of keeping yourself honest, all right? And perhaps a little kinder. 855-993-7569 and Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit.
If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found BuySellMakeOffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car. Sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with BuySellMakeOffer.com. You should too. BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty. Mr. Manny has said, email the segment. So email the segment is what we're going to do. Lay it on me.
All right, Joy. This email is from Aaron. Aaron says, Dr. Joy, I'm writing in hopes that you can help me with my issue, but I'm not inclined to call because I'm a little too shy for the radio. First off, some background. I'm 57 years old, and I have a sister 2 years older and another sister 2 years younger than myself. My mother is 78 and lives about 200 miles away. My father died in a car accident when I was 10. My issue is that although I would very much like to have a relationship with my mother, she's extremely hostile to me. Not just me, though. Neither of my sisters will even talk to her due to this open hostility. My older sister has literally had no contact with her for more than 25 years.
Yikes.
And her daughter has never met her, and her daughter has never met her own grandmother, even though they only live a couple hundred miles apart. My younger sister and my mother literally hate each other. My mother also had an extremely difficult relationship with her own mother, who died in 2001. And she's estranged from her only sibling, her younger brother, if they haven't spoken in probably 30 years.
Wow, this sounds like a family that's genetically really good at anger.
This hostility she exhibits toward all the people who should be closest to her dates back literally as long as I can remember. After my father died, the family pretty much fell apart, as the hostility was physical, extremely physical, and we all ended up leaving home very young, myself at 15.
Could you read that sentence for me again?
This hostility she exhibits toward all the people who should be closest to her.
Okay, I got that.
Dates back literally as long as I can remember. After my father died.
After her father died, okay.
Yeah. So after my father died, the family pretty much fell apart, and the hostility was physical. And we end up leaving home very young, myself at 15. For my part, I have at various times attempted to form some sort of relationship with her over the past 40 years with only limited and temporary success. I'm the only one who actually makes an attempt.
You're the middle child, so that's kind of your job in life.
but the vitriol that comes from her is hard to understate, and as a result, I've failed every time. The hostility mainly manifests itself as insults and put-downs, generally with some kind of manipulative motive behind it, to get me to say or do something she wants me to say or do. Of course, it has the opposite effect.
No examples given, huh?
There is an example right here.
Good.
Just love examples.
Because examples really give me something specific to work with. So give me the example.
Just as an example.
I can see why you didn't want to do this last segment.
Just as an example, in recent years, she has told me I have no conscience, no character. I'm heartless, soulless, inhuman, horrible. She doesn't know how I look at myself in the mirror. The list goes on and on. And I'm not the only target of this hostility. She says similar things about my sisters every chance she gets. I've asked her not to do this in front of me, as I love both my sisters very much, but that only draws more hostility. And as I mentioned, this goes back as far as I can remember. The only difference now is that there's no physical component. For what it's worth, I'm a successful retired engineer. I own two businesses, been married to the same woman for 30 years. We have two children and three grandchildren. My older sister is a successful architect, and my younger sister is a PhD and professor. It's not like we're all bums or anything. Every one of us is successful and almost a model citizen. In any event, in recent years, when I've attempted to engage her, I've really tried hard to let it all slide off of me. I figure if I'm ever going to get along with her, I really don't have much time left. So I've done my best to just accept her the way she is and try to ignore it. I certainly never reciprocate it. I know that doing so only makes things worse. Plus, it's playing her game, and at the end of the day, I'm responsible for what I say and do. And if I engage in that nastiness with her, I'm giving her a level of control over my actions that I'm not willing to give, so I just don't go there.
Okay, Aaron, this would be one of those things that would be really nice to have you on the other end of the line, but nevertheless. All right, understanding from what you're telling me, that your mother was a very young mother. She was probably 17 or 18 when she had your older sister. I don't know very much about your dad, except that if she was widowed when you were 10, she was probably about 20 or some. Oh no, she would have been 30 when she was widowed with three kids. You haven't said anything about whether she worked outside the home. You haven't talked at all about economics. But this sounds like a very obviously embittered, unhappy person. I don't know if she has health issues. If I had to guess, there were certainly economic issues early on. I don't know what her background is. I don't know if she came from this country or not. I don't know whether her parents opposed the marriage. I mean, there's a whole lot of stuff to fill in here. But since I don't have it, I'll sort of try and shuck and jive without it. When she says all these terrible things about you, you're heartless, that how can you look in the mirror, instead of saying, Mom, don't say that or don't talk, say to her, try doing something different. Instead of being defensive, what if you said, Mom, tell me what I could do to make you happy today? And she's very likely going to say, I don't know, or, gee, you should know that yourself. But be resilient. Hang in there. Be tenacious of saying, I really want to do it. You're my mom. You're the only mom I'm ever going to have.
and I would really like to make you happy today. Tell me, give me one thing I can do that is possible to make you happy. And at that moment, it may take more than one interaction, but you've moved her from the position of attacking you to having to think about what might actually work. And my guess is she feels that no one really loves her, that you guys really loved your dad, and that she felt abandoned. And my guess is that abandonment, when she's saying that you're heartless and you know, you don't, how can you look in the mirror, what she's probably saying is, you're not paying much attention to me. Now, granted, she's hard to deal with, but we are most needful of, or most needy, I guess, of a hug when we are the bristliest. I mean, think about it. Think about when you are really unhappy about something, you're most likely, most people are not very good at saying, you know, I really could use a hug right now, especially if we do. And so what we tend to do is we get cranky. And to some ways, it answers the question from last hour of why are so they're horrible to one another. Well, if you feel like you're not getting what you want, you're going to want to blame somebody, because God forbid you should say, well, I didn't work very hard, or I didn't focus on it, or there's something else I can do. It's much easier to blame somebody. And it sounds like that's what your mother has done in terms of a lifestyle, that she was a relatively young widow with three kids to raise. And again, if I had to guess, I would guess that it partially has to do with that. And given the fact that she was really young, it may have been that her family was not very supportive of her marriage and didn't help her out much. But again, I'm having to surmise that. What I'd like you to do the next is to sort of reach out to her and maybe even calling up, and don't say how are you today, because she'll give you a litany of pains and aches, but saying, what could I do today that would make you happy? All right, and hang in and let me know if it works. And you could also give me a call so I can get more specific with you. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Planning to buy food storage? Wait a minute. Many companies try to confuse you with the number of servings they sell. It's not about the number of servings. It's about the number of calories. In emergencies, calories mean survival. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com for a comparison of leading companies. Ready Supply Foods sells the most calories per dollar of any company. Our 23 entrees and breakfasts are delicious and full of nutritious calories. The new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all.